of the earth on a daily basis. Well, you're not going to be able to mug everybody on the face of the earth, stick a gun in their face and say, your money or your life. On the other hand, if you jack up the price of oil because everybody uses it directly or indirectly, you are affecting a hands-on transfer of wealth from every individual and every institution in this country. And that wealth is going into the hands of some truly foul interests, from the Saudis and Islamo-fascists to the petroleum-related interests in this country as well. And by the way, too, it's sort of interesting to see Saudi Arabia portrayed as some sort of helpless third-world victim. For people who are viewing that, just bear in mind, sort of political shorthand, in the late 1990s, the Saudis hired an American neo-Nazi, William Grimstead, as a Washington lobbyist. So it's kind of funny because when one criticizes the Saudis, there are elements in the so-called progressive sector in this country that label one a racist or a bigot, which is really ironic. The Saudis hired an American Nazi as a Washington lobbyist. That's rather bigoted. We're obviously, due to the limitations of time, going to have to go into some of the oil links here at greater length. Perhaps I'll do another in my series of broadcasts about trouble on oil waters. But note the following. This is from the Financial Times of London of Monday, May 15th of 2006. This is an article by Guy Dinmore in Washington, headlined, U.S. must beware rise in Al-Qaeda oil strikes. The U.S. and its Arab allies must expect an increase in attacks on their oil infrastructure in the next phase of the war by Al-Qaeda targeting the U.S. economy, the former Central Intelligence Agency official who was responsible for hunting down Osama bin Laden warns today. Writing for the Jamestown Foundation, a Washington security think tank, Michael Scheuer says Mr. bin Laden's intention to bankrupt the U.S. economy by driving up world oil prices is very likely to lead to attacks inside the U.S. by Al-Qaeda, its allies, or unrelated groups. Houston's gas refineries, oil import facilities, and ship canal and pipeline systems, and the Trans-Alaska pipeline are potential targets. Al-Qaeda's failed attack on Saudi Arabia's Abqaiq facilities on February 24th, which led to a $2 a barrel jump in world oil prices, should also be seen as the beginning of a new and more systematic phase of targeting of the kingdom's oil infrastructure. 2 days after the attack, an Al-Qaeda-affiliated cleric issued a religious justification for attacking oil processing installations. The cleric, using the internet, also claimed that attacks on prominent Muslim oil officials were justified. The militant organization's media apparatus is also being used, quote, to stir the troubled pot of oil-related international worries, unquote, Mr. Scheuer writes, noting encouragement for Nigerian insurgents in the Niger Delta and Mujahideen in the Caspian Sea region. Tracing Al-Qaeda's evolving strategy, Mr. Scheuer, who left the CIA in 2004, notes that Mr. bin Laden has never threatened to cut oil supplies to the U.S. Instead, he is driven by the belief that Muslim oil is bought too cheaply. In December 2004, Mr. bin Laden wrote that a minimum of $100 a barrel was a fair price, unquote. In his September 1996 Declaration of War Against Americans, unquote, Mr. bin Laden argues that oil in the Islamic world is a treasure to be preserved for future generations of Muslims and thus should not be wasted through attacks. As a result, Mr. Scheuer says Al-Qaeda's plans rule out attacks on oil wells, but focus on the infrastructure needed for refining and transporting oil, as well as industry personnel. And of course, an increase in the price of oil is certainly not going to be something that would be anathema to two former petroleum industry CEOs from the state of Texas, one of them a fellow by the name of George Bush, another a fellow by the name of Dick Cheney, currently the president and vice president of the United States. Again, we're going to explore the effect of all of this violence, from sort of the macroeconomic effects of the violence in the Middle East. Again, many people, and initially myself as well, when we're looking, for example, at the invasion of Iraq, saying, well, you know, the U.S. wants to gain control of oil, among other things. There's also been rumination about first Iraq and then Iran pricing oil in euros. I would look beyond that. As things develop, look at the violence itself. Watch what happens to the price of oil when, say, Cy Hirsch writes an article in The New Yorker about military contingency plans to bomb Iran. Watch what happens. And often note that many of the people who are in a position to leak stuff like that have access to the corridors of power, and they could also enter the market short and make a whole lot of money on oil futures. So watch that carefully. We're going to come back to this subject in future broadcasts. This, however, concludes side two of this program. Do not fail to take advantage of the tremendous amount of material on the web. www.spitfirelist.com. Check the For the Record section for long article-length descriptions of each broadcast. A dozen or so great old anti-fascist books available for download for free. Links to two websites maintained by sister station WFMU that have the whole For the Record series on audio. Other websites as well, blog spots, website with the Bush, the declassified government documents about the Bush family's involvement with Nazi industry. And also, last but certainly not least, there is a page to click on in order to support the work that I'm doing. And unfortunately, I don't get bankrolled by the Muslim Brotherhood or the multinational corporations or the Saudis or the oil companies. Too bad. But that leaves me to my own devices, so if you don't like what you hear, there's no better way of fighting back than supporting the work that I'm doing. This concludes side two of For the Record program number 560, Economics 911, being recorded on July 9th of 2006. My name's Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.
Life's a bitch. And it has pups. And that was Dave bringing you the Universal Pan-Galactic News Report. That Dave Emery, he's a real man. He takes extra cream and sugar. Well, this is WFMU, East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, on the radio. And I am the codger, Courtney T. Edison, the codger, old codger, Courtney T. Edison, here until 8 o'clock, playing 78s, like they're going out of style. I've got Clarence Williams tonight, Jimmy May, Raymond Hitchcock, Mamie Smith, what else I got? So Sophie Docker, Dinah Washington, Blue Lou Barker, Coot Grant and Kid Wilson, all sorts of great 78. So let's get the program started right now.
I'm singing a blue song, much bluer than blue. I lost the one I thought truer than true, without any warning, since yesterday morning, I'm queen of the blue. My eyes are all glassy, but I ain't had a drink. Been 24 hours just trying to think, why did he leave me? Why did he leave me bluer than blue? It's like a disease, it'll make you grieve, lose all ambition, run down condition. Your heart's aflame, your mind's insane, you miss him so. Oh yes, I know. Love song will I ever sing. Blues in my heart will always ring. But why did he leave me? Why did he leave me bluer than will always ring. But why did he leave me? Why did he leave me bluer than blue?
every bar, been in every honky-tonk, been trying to find my daddy with that broke-down piece of junk. Ask everyone to help me, cried help me if you can. You'll know my daddy, he's that trombone playing man. Where is my daddy? Tell me, where's my daddy with that big long sliding thing? I even asked a man that played a steel guitar. He said that you don't need him to be moved 8 to the bar. He brought his amplifier and he hitched it in my plug. He planked it and he plunked it, but it just wasn't good enough. 'Cause I need my daddy with that big long sliding thing. Well, then a knock came at my door. I said, my daddy's back. I opened up the door, and there stood Piano Jack. He said, I came to do some tinkling on your piano keys. I said, don't make me nervous. This ain't no time to tease. Just send me my daddy. Send me my daddy with that big long sliding thing. Well, the first time he played, I asked him how it was done. He said, I blow through here, then I work my fingers and my thumb. I slide it right out, then I slide it back again, and I get a lot of wind, and then I slide it back again. Where is my daddy with that big long sliding thing? Oh, yeah!
Better dash some Donna Washington for you. I told you I was gonna play some Donna Washington. Didn't believe me. Why not? That's a 78 RPM record called Big Long Sliding Thing. It's about a trombone, of course. And before that was Clarence Williams. The vocal was by Babe Matthews. And the song was called Bluer Than Blue. Well, this is the old codger here. You know, WFMU has this party every year, the Christmas party. It takes place late. They have it after the New Year. I was there. I was lurking in the corner, watching these strange hippies, WFMU disc jockeys, whatever they called them. I was there, and I was surprised. There was just people with small children. Many people bringing along these small children. And I was amazed because these small children, they could talk. Imagine that, a talking child. Can you imagine such a thing? That they opened their mouths and issued something resembling a human speech. Children who can talk. Who knew? What's next? That's pretty amazing. Well, I'll tell you what's next. The police have notified me that I have a stalker. Yes, may not be a laughing matter. I hadn't even noticed. I'm accustomed, you know, to all sorts of chickies following me around, and the stalkers usually need to submit an application to get approved, and then, you know, you submit your application, then you get in line. Yeah, but this one seems to have a very strange obsession. She's a young lady. She's about 63, they say. She's named Nellie. And I was flattered that she's stalking me. But it turns out the police have informed me that she's not actually interested in me. She found out that I have some rare, unreleased Fats Waller session acetates. And the woman, well, she's got good taste. In men, she stalks, and in music. But listen, Nellie, if you're out there, if you approach my bunker and try to abscond with my Fats Waller rare 78 session acetates, I will not treat you like a lady. I'm issuing this warning now. Nellie, in case you're listening, and if she's not, if you know Nellie, please restrain her. I wouldn't want anything really ugly to happen. I don't know Nellie, but believe me, I know ugly. I am very familiar with ugly. You see, ugly happens too often when I'm around. Go ahead, make jokes. But you have to experience ugly to appreciate beauty. And I know beauty when I hear it. So, we're about to hear it. It's the beautiful voice of Mamie Smith. So this is beauty, and I'll leave you to imagine the ugliness that will happen if Nellie gets near my Fats Waller acetates. Okay?
He's only 20, and I'm 21. We ain't got money, but ain't us got fun. Sometimes we quarrel, and maybe we fight. But then we make up the following night. When we're together, we're a great company. I love my baby, my baby loves me. I love my baby, my baby loves me. It's hopsy-topsy, why shouldn't it be? She gives me kisses, each one with a smack. But you should hear them when I give them back. She bought a cookbook, she's learning to bake. I like her coffee, it keeps me awake. We wash the dishes from 7 till 3. I love my baby, my baby loves me.
But he won't let me have no pleasure at all. He's jealous of the neighbor and all my friends. But last night I sneaked out with Long Tall Ben. That made him mad, Lord. All over, couldn't find my shoes. When I found them, they were in a vase, and I took my heel and hit him in the face. That made him mad, Lord. Before the dawn, I talked all up just to take a walk. He began to grumble and he made some sass, and I upped and told him to kiss my. That made him mad, Lord. So I hugged him and kissed him and said I would do no more.
Man, that was Blue Lou Barker. And that made him mad. On 78 RPM Records. And before that was Jimmy May, the great Jimmy May, the ukulele player and singer and scat singer, who did I Love My Baby. And Mamie Schmidt sang Let's Agree to Disagree. Well, I want to say hello to my friends out there. Red Butler's out there, Molasses Hathaway, Rummy Delbarton. Hello, Rummy. Can you hear me? You're deaf, coot, you. Rummy. Rummy's been busy lately. He's working on the first draft of history. He's about one third of the way through. I'm kind of curious about how it ends. And my place in it. Anyway, hello, Rummy. Woody Fishcakes Clooney. My agent, Lola Bell Pancake, is out there listening. And my doddering crony, Oogie Wawa. Hello, Oogie. That's his real name. It's on his birth certificate. Oogie, his birth certificate was actually carved in granite. His birth predates paper, I think. Oogie Wawa. And my, of course, Blossom Moskowitz. Rapunzel's her nickname. Rapunzel, you can guess why. Blossom and her dog, Fudgy. Fuzzy or something. See, I thought it was Fudgy. Then she's corrected me and telling me that it's Fuzzy. Maybe I'm just not hearing it right. Anyway, you know, this is the Old Codger Show on WFMU, and unlike the hippies on the station who call this a non-commercial station, as I have made clear quite often, I'm different. I do things my way. And I do sell airtime to the sponsors. And I expect you to patronize the sponsors of the Old Codger Radio Show. So I've been negligent in the last few shows. It was the holiday season. I was being generous with you. But the holidays are over, and that means no more generosity. Now we must have the commercials on the Old Codger Radio Show.
Who puts 8 great tomatoes in that little bitty can? Who puts 8 great tomatoes in that little bitty can? Who puts 8 great tomatoes in that little bitty can? You know who,
In case you don't, it's Contadina tomato paste.
But first, we're going to have a little fun tonight, folks, with a Rinso family quiz. First, we're going to take the father of our family, Mr. George McDonald. Now, Mr. McDonald, do you ever do the dishes for your wife?
I should say not.
You mean you don't care if her hands get all rough and red from dishwashing?
Sure, I care, but her hands don't get that way because she uses Rinso.
Oh, she does. Then perhaps you can tell me how much it costs per day to use Rinso for dishes.
I'd say less than a cent a day.
And you're absolutely right. And every man values the appearance of his wife's hands at more than that. That's another reason why the new 1940 Top Speed Rinso should always be used for dishes as well as the week's wash.
Never borrow money needlessly just when you must. Borrowed and where loans are a specialty from folks you trust. Borrow confidently from HSBC.
Household Finance Corporation offices are listed in your telephone book.
Billy Brown, the smoothest, coolest guy in town. The chicks all seem to dig his jive.
Hey, tell us, Bill, how can we arrive?
It's easy, Jack. Any gal gets sent when you flash a smile by Pepsodent.
You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
Pepsodent's new improved formula cleans teeth whiter than ever. Tastes brighter, too. New formula Pepsodent contains IMP. There's nothing else as good at getting teeth white.
You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
Yes, so please patronize the sponsors. I want you to... Anytime you make spaghetti, use Contadina tomato paste. And use the Rinso machine for your clothing when you spill a tomato paste on it. And then when you need to buy new clothing and you got no money, go to Household Finance and they'll borrow some from them and then brush your teeth with Pepsodent. And that's the commercials for tonight. We packed them in. They're all on 78 RPM records, as you might imagine. So, time to get back to the music on the Old Codger Radio Show on WFMU, where we're going to change the pace now. No more rhythm and blues, no more salaciousness, no more lewd behavior for the time being. We'll get back to that sort of thing later. Here we have a beautiful song by a soprano, Elizabeth Spencer. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. dragon Romeo. Listen, those who make love at homeo, you do your spooning in a parlor or car. I know a place that's old but better by far. In the winter or summer, spring or fall, is my advice to you all. If you can't land her on the old veranda, then you can't land her at all. If you can't love her with the moon above her, you'll never get her to fall. Give her a kiss, do it again. Tell her you're from the city where men are men. If you can't land her on the old veranda, then you can't land her at all. If you can't land her on the old veranda, then you can't land her at all. If you ain't kissed her, let me tell you, mister, you'll find your chances are small. Winter may come, what if it's cold? Boy, if you can't keep her warm, then you're growing old. If you can't land her on the old veranda, then you can't land her at all.
That's mighty beautiful. That was Ukulele Ike, Cliff Edwards, playing the ukulele, singing the song, If You Can't Land Her on the Old Veranda. Before that, we heard some beautiful music from Sopranos, Alice Green. Now, she was really, changed her name to Olive Klein. But when she recorded as Alice Green, we heard the song Rackety Coo. And before that was Elizabeth Spencer with When You Come Over. On 78 RPM record, and this is the Old Codger on WFMU. Every 2 weeks I come here, and for 60 minutes or so, I play 78 RPM records like they're going out of style. And remember, just remember, punk, I've got shoes older than you. Now today, in New Jersey, it was very warm. It was 60 degrees or so. So, I think it's time for me to get off the fence about global warming. I have been stubborn about admitting that global warming is happening. I've been reluctant to admit it. But now I feel it's very important. We need to save the planet from global warming. It is threatening, and you'll see why. I was talking to an old friend of mine, Clarence Bishop. He's also known as the Whiskey Priest. Yeah, he describes himself as a former scientist. He used to mix chemicals at a laboratory called the Whipping Post in Newark. At the Whipping Post, it was a laboratory. They conducted experiments there where people would walk in suffering from all sorts of existential pain. And within 30 minutes, by drinking certain potions, their suffering would be remedied. And Clarence Bishop, the whiskey priest, oversaw these experiments. They were very successful. So anyway, Clarence, as you can tell from his credentials, is a very scientist. He's very important. He's very authoritative. He says that global warming is taking place and that the temperatures are going up in 2 years. And he says that when the temperatures go up in 2 years, he says, Codger, all your 70 RPM records are going to melt. He said he's a scientist, but he has a solution. He says he's studied the problem in great detail, and that the only thing we humans can do to fend off global warming, there's only one way we can do it. And Clarence says we have to smoke cigarettes. Clarence believes that the fumes of millions and millions of cigarettes could blanket the Earth in a layer of high-density cloud cover that will prevent the sun's rays, the excessive sun's rays, from reaching the Earth's surface and raising temperatures. So, I just kind of like this solution. If you are a hippie now, I'm telling you, and many of you people listening to WFMU are hippies, you want to save the planet and my 78 RPM records. So, if you have any sense of environmental responsibility, if you care about the future, if you care about the children of this planet, and personally, I say to hell with the children. The only thing I would ever adopt is a highway. Anyway, my 78's come first. If you want to save the future of my 78 RPM records and all 78 RPM records, you right now should go out and buy a carton of Camels and light up and make a difference. Save the planet. Clarence says cigars are okay, too. That's my preference. My favorite cigar, of course, is a Rancho Malario. Well, anyway, there I've said my piece about global warming. Are you happy now? Okay, we're running out of time. So much music to play. I think we've got some Coot Grant and Kid Wilson here on 78 RPM Records.
Come here, Mama. I got something to tell you right now.
All right, hurry up, honey. I ain't got no time for no foolishness.
Did you get that letter? I'm out throwing in your backyard.
You know I didn't get no letter.
You should have got it. Did you get that letter? I'm out throwing in your backyard.
No, honey, what'd it say?
I'm gonna tell you. I'd have told you what I wanted, but your mean man had me bought.
That's just the reason you men ain't got no family today.
Tell me why, honey.
That's just the reason you men ain't got no family today.
Why we ain't got no family? Spit it on out.
We ain't got no nurse, sweet papa. Scared to ask us women just what you want to say.
You can stop that right now. I love you, mama. I tell the world I do.
Don't never give me nothing.
Well, I'll spin y'all sometime. I love you, mama. I tell the world I do.
All right, Papa, make me know it now.
I'll make you know it. You done put that thing on me, and your daddy sure can't leave you.
You know my grandpa and my grandma. You know they're old and gray.
Yeah, poor souls.
There's my grandpa and my grandma. You know they're old and gray.
Yeah, they must have been very old.
But if my grandpa hadn't talked for himself, you know I wouldn't have been here today.
It's the truth.
Did you ever go upstairs, Dad, and peep through your keyhole?
Yeah, that's just what I was speaking to ask you.
What?
Did you ever go upstairs, peep through your keyhole?
Yes, honey, what about it?
I'm gonna tell you. Saw the man you love shaking his jelly roll.
make you happy and gay. But when you're speaking of music, here's something I wanna say. You can have your cello with its mellow melody. I'm the kind of fellow likes a certain harmony. I don't care for opera grand, but when my sweetie says hold my hand, that's what I call sweet music. Classic songs I never will miss, but when my sweetie says come let's kiss, that's what I call sweet music. I know that all the little birds, the bees up in the trees, sing melodies. But the pretty songs they sing don't mean a thing when sweetie croons sweet nothing. You may like your rhapsody blue, but when my sweetie says I love you, that's what I call sweet music. That's what I call sweet music. Oh, honey, that's what I call sweet music. No fooling when I hear a band. Oh boy, I clap my hands. It sounds so grand. But the best of all, the tune that makes me fall, is sweetie's howdy ow dow dow. Bye bye baby, songs are all right, but when my sweetie says nighty night, that's what I call sweet music.
It is strange what a change has come over the world since the days of long ago. The distinction of caste is a thing of the past. Is a bank account now you must show. To be rude and to stare and to frequently swear is considered the thing in smart sets. And I shudder to think that some real ladies drink and a few even smoke cigarettes. Oh my, it was not like that in the olden days, which have passed beyond recall. In the rare old, fair old golden days, it was not like that at all. Then we all did just as we ought to do, or if not, we never told. I sigh in vain to live again in the days of old. Walking back from the track where I lost all my stacks as I trudged the dusty road, I was passed by a jay with a cartload of hay and his own individual load. And he stopped and inquired, don't the walk make you tired? Then I answered him yes with a smile. Then he said I must go, but if walking too slow, I advise you to run for a while. I don't like that bum stuff. It was not like that in the olden days, which have passed beyond recall. In the rare old, fair old golden days, it was not like that at all. Then the roofs all stood for the bunco game, and they bought the brick of gold. Those jays were not so wise a lot in the days of old. But the change that is strangest of all that I know is the style of ladies' dress. Where this dangerous trend will eventually end is a thing we can none of us guess. The hoop skirt is gone, and they put nothing on that will answer its purpose or place. And the bustle that once did such beautiful stunts has been lost with its outlines of grace. Oh, you bustle, it was not like that in the olden days that have passed beyond recall. In the rare old, fair old golden days, it was not like that at all. Then the new straight front and the habit back had not even been foretold. Imagination had some play in the days of old.
Man, that was a wonderful song about the old days. I remembered them well. That was by Raymond Hitchcock. And it was called In the Days of Old. 78 RPM record, as was Sophie Tucker before that. So the wonderful Sophie Tucker. But that's what I call sweet music. And Coot Grant and Kid Wilson did Keyhole Blues. You know, I mentioned before about Rummy. This is your concert, by the way, on WFMU. Radio station till 8 o'clock. Rummy. I wanted to say Rummy had a health scare. He went to the doctor and his cholesterol was off the charts and his blood pressure exceeded existing standards of measurement and his weight. Well, the Federal Highway Safety Administration wanted to know how many axles he had so they could calculate if Rummy was safe to cross bridges. Now, see, the problem with Rummy is Rummy doesn't like food. He just likes eating. Yeah, I say everybody's got to have a hobby. Red Butler smokes. Woody Clooney takes naps. Oh, Woody's a connoisseur of afternoon drowsiness. He's made a lifelong study of it. If you call him at 2 p.m., his wife will tell you he's deep in research and he cannot be disturbed. He'd write a book about it if he could stay awake enough hours during the day. Anyway, Rummy likes to eat. In fact, Rummy is a sportsman about it. It's a sport. He finishes a meal, and he's not satisfied. He calls for a do-over. Rummy is on the cardiotoxic diet. It's very high in cholesterol, a maximum sodium intake, red meat when the impulse strikes, and one cigarette per commercial break. That works for Rummy, but you know, if you took a healthy man, age 35, never sick a day in his life, in good shape, doing regular exercise, and had normal vital signs, and you put him on Rummy's diet, that 35-year-old man would be dead in 3 days. But I'm glad Rummy's still alive. He's a young fella compared to me. But he ought to watch it a little bit. Anyway, I want to say hello to one of the staff members of WFMU. Did me a favor. Scott Williams, young pup, works in the office here. He's trying to give me a CD. He says, he's got you. You like this compact disc, Lucky Millinder. And I said, I'm sorry, Scott, I don't touch the stuff. So this is amazing. Scott Williams took the compact disc and, using a process, he cooked me a 78 RPM disc from the compact disc, and I was able to listen to it and enjoy it. And I said, very tasty. It's very good. He's got a machine upstairs that can take a compact disc and cook a 78 RPM record from it. It's very good. I'd use one of those, but I don't touch those compact discs, But anyway, here's the song that he burned from the compact disc onto a 78 for me. It's Lucky Millinder and a vocal by Myra Johnson. It's a very, very good song.
Lucky Millinder, keyhole, what did I see? Somebody peeping right back at me. It was George.
Silent George!
What are you doing at my front door? I said, George.
Silent George!
Don't you know it's 4:30? I said, George.
Silent George!
You know I can't let you come in here. I said, George.
Silent George!
You only come around when you're full of beer. I holler, Daddy! Daddy! Come here quick and make George stop. Daddy! Daddy! I believe George is blowing his top. Come get George!
Silent George!
You'll never get to come in here again. I said, George!
Silent George!
So he broke down the door and walked right in. George cool. Daddy, Daddy, George is acting like a natural fool.
She said, George,
don't try to hug me.
She said, George,
you're trying to bug me. Now I ain't heard you say a mumbling word, but you're driving me insane. I really mean it, you're driving me insane.
You should have seen
but
it.
I love you just the same. George, I'm giving you just 24 hours to get out of here. Love that George.
Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on pumping, make the butter flow. Wipe off the paddle and churn some more. Little boy blue, come blow your horn. Cows in the meadow, sheep's in the corn. Take the sheep, leave them be. Bring the finest brown cows straight to me. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on pumping, make the butter flow. Wipe off the paddle and churn some more. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on pumping, make the butter flow. Wipe off the paddle and churn some more. How now, brown cow, keep on eating hay. Go in your shed, be sure you're fed. Go in your shed, be sure you're fed. Daddy needs butter for his shortening bread. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on pumping, make the butter flow. Wipe off the paddle and churn some more. Make the butter flow. Wipe off the paddle and churn some more. I wanted some butter one day. Found brown cow came my way. We kept on pumping. but I came jumping. I'll milk you cow till my pail is full. Look out, Heifer, here comes your bull.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a fan of the big bands, but I love Cab Calloway and his orchestra. That was Calling All Bars. Cab Calloway and his orchestra. Before that was Wynonie Harris singing a song about living on the farm and dealing with the livestock. That was Keep On Churning Till the Butter Comes. And before that, Lucky Milliner with his orchestra and Myra Johnson. That was Scott Williams, Cooked a 78 for me from a compact disc. Very nice. I personally don't touch compact discs. I'm convinced they are radioactive and they cause impotence. And there's evidence by the people I see around me who use them. Well, this is the Old Codger here on WFMU, East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope. I will be back in 2 weeks, spinning more 70 RPM records like they're going out of style. Right now, you stay tuned for Sharpie Sharpling and the second best show on WFMU. And me, I'm going home and I'm going to get plushed to the scuppers.
Radio show ever.
Hey, who's this?
Mark. Well, I am Butter Swales, governor of Alabama.
Hi, it's Gerald Perlmutter.
Tom Sharpling, governor of party.
Hey, Tom, it's Purple Sir.
Hey, Tom, it's Mark Michaels.
This is Richard Clark from Chicago.
What's your name?
Barrington.
Barrington. And well, what's inside the tube?
Fire. Why? Maurice Kearns?
Horrifying.
Hey, Tom, it's Bruce.
Tommy?
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis?
Yes, they have ring bologna at the Wawa.
What? I hate you.
It's Peter?
Hey, it's Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on you. Boing.
Roger Depp.
My name is Ollie Farinacci.
I'll say it. You'll hear it. You'll do it. I'll get it. You'll learn it. I'll live with it and you'll die without it.
Smash or trash.
Derek, I'm calling from the call.
Good day.
What's up, Tom? This is Tristan.
Hey, it's Michelle.
Yeah, Tom, this is Jim Riffle. How you doing?
When I get to do the toilet talk now.
The vaudeville of the new century.
My name is Tom Riley. I'm calling from New Zealand.
Hey, man.
Don't stand with that
tentpole.
It's a tentpole show.
Hey, this is Ted
Leo. What? This is P from the future.
Hi, Tom. It's DJ Terry T.
A from Knoxville.
Super caller.
It's Officer Tom.
My name is Mike Sajak.
Get off my phone. I don't care.
Hey, this is Zippy Pants, man.
I'm going to go to bed now, Fopper.
Hey, Tom. It's Gord.
Hey, Gord. How are you?
I was in a band in the early 90s. My name's Jerry Page.
Tom, my name is Jeffrey Ludell. It's a fat, diseased, wild orangutan, isn't it?
The disenfranchised have a home now. I'm the hero of the disenfranchised.
Get ready for the big payback.
The big payback.
Mexican.